The House Speaker wants to avoid
gimmicks cloaked as reform.
That's possibly another dig at the Senate, which earlier this session passed a $100 gift cap on lobbyist gift giving. Ralston has criticized that measure for containing enough loopholes to render it meaningless. He says his bill is the real deal.
It's going to be a different way of doing business around here. There's no question in terms of, you know, meeting with lobbyists who represent different interests, and it's going to be a different culture.
If approved, Ralston's bill would ban lobbyists from giving any type of gift to lawmakers, including sports tickets. It also lays out stricter requirements for who's considered a lobbyist. Stacey Abrams, the top Democrat in the House, commended the speaker for starting the conversation.
I think there's still some concerns about fly-in lobbyists, those corporate folks who come in who aren't captured by anyone's rules and who have, I think, outsized influence on what we do.
Abrams says any individual that has influence on how lawmakers behave should be required to register as a lobbyist. William Perry of the watchdog nonprofit Common Cause says he's excited about the broader reform package, but says the proposed definition of lobbyist could be problematic.
Our first look at it shows that there's a potential constitutional conflict with the people's right to come down here and speak to representatives of their government.
In addition to targeting special interests, the speaker's proposal includes restoring rulemaking power to the State Ethics Commission, power it hasn't had since the legislature stripped it away in 2009. Also, the new rules would apply to all public officials, both on the state and local level. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.